So this is the weekly WGXC morning show sports report. What do you got for us?
Well, basically, you know, I mean, the big story in sports right now are the NBA Finals. Game one between the Heat and the Thunder took place last night. And Oklahoma City had a strong victory, 105-94 at home. Those of you who've been listening know that Oklahoma City has been my pick since I started doing this segment. And I, you know, so far they're looking pretty good. Last night, Kevin Durant had 36 points, 17 in the fourth quarter, to top LeBron James' 30 points. In hockey, the Los Angeles Kings won the Stanley Cup. So that season is completed. Goalie Jonathan Quick was the playoff MVP. And they beat the Devils despite a tough fight from the Devils. In other sports, Alex Rodriguez hit a milestone last night. He tied Lou Gehrig's all-time record with 23 Grand Slams.
Ooh. Yeah. I'm an A-Rod fan. Yankees?
You are?
I'm a New Yorker, so like Yankees has always been the team. So
I'm a Met fan.
Awkward.
Yeah. But it's not. I don't hate the Yankees. I'm not the biggest A-Rod fan.
I feel like, okay, so this is, you know, this is probably the last year I followed sports.
Yeah.
Because I grew up with boys, so it was always, you know, sports-dominated household. I have to say, I always thought that A-Rod reversed the curse of the Bambino. Because wasn't he originally supposed to go to the Red Sox, but then, like, he went to the Yankees? And then we just wouldn't, and then the Red Sox won? Reverse curse.
No, yeah, well, A-Rod, he was supposed to go to the Red Sox, and then the Yankees ended up getting him.
And then we didn't win for a real long time.
And the Yankees didn't win for a while. But then they did.
Yeah.
They won in 2009.
But I think that he reversed the curse.
Yeah, he kind of brought his own curse. You
know
what I mean?
The curse of A-Rod.
You know, he has the two highest contracts in baseball history.
Yeah.
Like the one he signed with Texas and then the one he signed with the Yankees. So he's the highest paid player in baseball history twice.
Wow.
Yeah. And he did steroids. But the Yankees are in first place, and they do have the best record in the American League right now. They're 36-25. Yankees are—they're back in first place. They're ahead of Tampa Bay and Baltimore by one game. Boston's still in last place at 30-32.
Womp womp.
The Mets are doing all right. They're 33-29 in third place in a very tough division right now. Washington Nationals, led by Wonderkin Bryce Harper, are 37-23. The best record in the National League East, and the LA Dodgers have the best record in baseball at 39-23. Other sports, I think that boxing was the big loser this weekend. Do you know Manny Pacquiao? He's kind of the most famous boxer in the world right now. Boxing has sort of been on a steady decline for the last 20 years or so. But
yeah,
No, boxing is really didn't have... I mean, I grew up with Mike Tyson era. And when Tyson fought, it was a huge event.
Yeah.
And I was looking forward to talking to Phil about some of the boxers from the past. You know, too young to remember Ali and Frazier and Foreman and those guys. But boxing used to be, at one time, the biggest sport
in
the country.
I can pretend. I'll do my... Yeah.
Yeah.
Ali was great.
That's
Frazier,
right.
Frazier, he showed some stuff.
But when Tyson was fighting, you knew it was an event and it was a big deal. Well, Manny Pacquiao is the closest thing that boxing has to that today. He's actually...
Okay.
He's from the Philippines.
Cool.
He's pretty much the best fighter in the world. Except for Floyd Mayweather, who's in prison now.
I remember him.
Yeah. Well, they're in the same weight class, but they won't fight because of all kinds of ridiculous... Because there's no governing body. See, right now in NBA, you have Kevin Durant and LeBron James, the two best players in the world, going at it face-to-face because that's the way the league is structured.
Yeah.
In boxing, there's no structure, and nobody can get them to fight. Well, anyway, Manny Pacquiao had a fight against Timothy Bradley this weekend. And everybody who was watching the fight said that Pacquiao won. Every reporter, every writer, ESPN was reporting on it. They were saying Pacquiao is going to win this fight easily. Pacquiao's winning. He landed more punches. Every indication said that Pacquiao was going to win.
Yeah.
Except for the judges.
Huh. How does that happen, though?
There are three judges that are responsible for scoring the fight, and two of the judges scored it for this Timothy Bradley.
Do you think... Well, I don't want to make accusations.
No,
but isn't
make
that
accusations.
Like, well,
here's
isn't
a
that
quote.
Like, isn't that like a boxing thing, though, that they rig games?
It's totally fixed. Both fighters are handled by the same promoter, who's already announced that there will be a rematch in November with a $50 million payout. And he said, and he pretended to be offended by the officiating, and he said, quote, I'll make a lot of money off the rematch, but this is outrageous.
Wow.
It's a transparent money grab, and boxing is pretty much no longer a reputable sport at this point.
Wow. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah. It's wild.
That it could just be so... But there isn't anyone to be like, okay, you guys totally fixed this fight. Like,
no. There's no governing body. It's not like other sports where there's the NBA and there's the NBA commissioner and he's in charge of basketball. Yeah. Boxing, it's just kind of a free-for-all.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It really is. And I feel bad for Manny Pacquiao. I feel like he should retire after this because it's not... It's almost not worth it.
Yeah. It's not worth it. The glory's gone.
Yeah.
The integrity's gone.
Yeah, another...
I can relate to that. I've seen all the Rocky movies. Yeah. Even Rocky Balboa, the last one.
But did any of his fights come down to a decision, or did he win them all by knockout?
I think he won them all by knockout.
Right. It's not that cool. It's more dramatic. It's less...
I feel like there was one fight where there was, like, a decision, and he, like, lost or something, and then he lost his way.
I think in the old days, they used to just fight until somebody got knocked out.
Until someone had a concussion.
Right.
Until someone was in a coma.
That's pretty much what it is. I mean, you see these boxers now. I mean, you look at Ali now, and it's sad. I mean, most boxers, as they age, they're pretty sad. There's some severe trauma going on there.
Yeah.
And that's why you think, I mean, if they literally give their lives to the sport, you hope that it would be fair. And it's clear from this weekend's event that it's not.
Boxing.
Yeah, it's terrible. Another retirement in a minor sport this week. I'll have another. The horse that won the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness Stakes was retired before the Belmont due to an injury. And he had a shot at the Triple Crown, which is a big deal. It hasn't happened since 1977. There was all sorts of hype and hoopla about this horse. But I'm really glad that its handlers did the right thing by retiring him and not running.
Yeah. I'm sure it must have been tempting to do that.
Yeah. I mean, there would have been millions and millions of dollars at stake if they ran him. And we've seen a few horses die on the track and, you know, in recent years. So it's glad that we averted that tragedy, and Union Rags won the race in a safe race, and I'll have another. They had a little ceremony before the tournament. Locally, we have a couple of state champions to announce.
Whoa,
Chatham
champions.
Softball. The Lady Panthers from Chatham High School, they beat Minders Academy from Seneca Falls all the way up at the Adirondack Sports Complex in Queensbury, and they beat them 4-3 to win the New York State Championship.
Woo, Chatham, Columbia County.
Yeah. And then
congrats.
Also, Ichabod Crane's Isaiah Turek won the state title in the high jump. He jumped 6'5".
Whoa.
Over, clear the bar. Yeah. I couldn't even. And then he placed in the long jump with a jump of 20'7".
Wow.
So Isaiah Turek from Ichabod Crane with
congrats
a strong showing.
Congrats to Isaiah.
Yeah.
That's exciting. We have, like, state championships in our two little counties.
Right in our hood.
Yeah. Representing.
Absolutely. And, that's about it from the sports world. The Euro 2012 soccer tournament is going on right now, which is being played in Poland and the Ukraine.
Yeah.
And the usual suspects are in it. And what seems to be a sad undertone of this tournament are allegations of racism.
Okay, so I skimmed something because that's, like, definitely something that comes up a lot, especially with soccer.
Yeah.
In Europe. And wasn't one of the players, like, I'm going to kill you if you, like, throw things at me or something, kind of, like, threatened
people? This seems to be an issue in the sport. I think his name was John Terry. He was the English captain. Was alleged to make racist remarks, and he was actually questioned by the police about it. And he, it became a big controversy in England. But apparently, in that part of the world, in Poland and Ukraine, they're giving the players a really hard time. I mean, a number of the English players who are black, said that they weren't going to bring their families to the tournament because they didn't want them to be exposed to that sort of.
That's so intense. Yeah. Football hooligans,
yeah.
That's crazy. Because, there's, the riots that happen occasionally after games here, and it's kind of like people, calm down. It's not that serious.
Right.
It's, a little intense. But there it happens all the time.
And it's national pride, so it's different. I mean, here it's like you root for the Mets, you root for the Yankees, Red Sox. But we're still all Americans. There was a big riot yesterday, and, 100 people got arrested.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a game between Poland and Russia.
Oh, right.
Who have fought several wars. Yeah. And, you know, the Polish have legitimate gripes with the Russians about marching through their country and everything. So you have these long, deep-seated kind of
It's like going to battle, but without having to, like, well, potentially no one dying.
Right.
It's like their battle. It's like, who's the best country in Europe?
In Europe, right. And the final 16, and they only play this once every 4 years.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty big deal.
Are you gearing up for the Olympics? It's going to be a crazy time for you in this segment.
Oh, yeah. I watched the Olympics. God, there's so many sports. I don't know how to keep up with it. But, you know, so I love my basketball. That'll be the top thing I'll follow. USA Dream Team should probably dominate that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, then you got swimming, Michael Phelps. You got track and field. And
Olympics is a little weird for me. I didn't mind it when I was younger. But as I got older, it's just like, you're bombarded 24 hours a day with, like, all these sports that you just have to watch, and you're just kind of like,
There's only so much gymnastics
you can take. So much, all of it you can take before you're just like, please, just, like, let it be over. I wish you had the option to, like, tune in or not, but it's...
Well, you do.
Well, yeah. But, like, if just to dominate the TV on every channel.
Yeah, it's not as... I don't think it's as big as it used to be during the Cold War.
Yeah.
When that was kind of a bigger thing, the USA and the Soviet Union. I mean, now the USA, there's so many other countries, but it's just impressive to see these athletes, especially in the, I kind of enjoy the minor sports that you don't see all the time.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't really care for Olympic tennis because there's enough great tennis, you know, in the French Open, which, by the way, Rafael Nadal won.
Yeah.
And Maria Sharapova won the women's tournament this past weekend. But that when you see the weightlifting and the archery and the, you know, the biathlon, they train all their lives for this one event.
It's like these niche sports where you're like, who follows that?
Yeah.
Like, who's like, I'm really in, like, he's the top archer in the country, in the world. And you're like, okay, cool.
I went to high school with a girl who went to the Olympics in shooting.
Like
riflery.
Really?
Yeah. That's a sport. And, in high school, nobody really. You'd think that, oh, she went to the Olympics, she'd be like a big deal, but she wasn't. Because she was in shooting.
Yeah.
You know, if she was in gymnastics or basketball.
Or, like, one of the more, like.
Yeah, she probably would have been, like, the biggest thing in school.
On the Wheaties box. But everyone's like, shooting, who cares?
Oh, yeah. But meanwhile, I'm sure she's the only Olympian to come out of my high school. So. Yeah.
So thank you so much for coming in. And, thank you.